Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Pastor Brad was pulling into the driveway at home at the same time that his son Mike was walking up towards the front door of the house after school. Mike looked happy. Now, Brad didn't know why, but he had a couple of guesses. First of all, there was only two more weeks of school that year, and anyone finishing the seventh grade were really glad to be done with that. It was also just a really beautiful day, and that could have had something to do with it. Now, Brad didn't know why Mike was happy, but he was curious. He wanted to know, so through his window, he called out, "Hi, Mike! You look extremely happy today. Any particular reason for that?" "Hi, Dad," Mike smiled. "Yeah, lots of reasons," and he walked into the house. As Brad got into the house, he called out, "Well, come on then, spill it. What are all of these lots of reasons you have to be happy?" Mike looks at him and says, "Dad, I'm thirsty and, as you say, a bit peckish, so can I have a minute? I promise I'll tell you." "All right," Brad laughed, "as long as you don't eat all the cookies." Mike looked back at him with this sort of fake, sullen expression, "I promise I won't. There we are." And they both went off to take care of some things. Mike went straight to the cupboards and to the refrigerator, and Brad went to go change out of his black shirt and collar because he had been at the hospital that morning. When Brad got back to the kitchen area, Mike had a big glass of milk and a handful of fudge-striped cookies with one already in his mouth. Brad quickly grabbed one of those cookies and he said, "I just need the one, and it looks as if that might be my only chance." Now, Mike's mouth was full of cookie, and so his mumbled response could have either been, "That's all right, Father, please take as many as you like," or, "What do you think you're doing stealing all of my cookies?" The way his eyes looked were more latter than it was former. Brad got himself a glass of lemonade and then beckoned his son to follow him out onto the back deck. As they found chairs, Brad made a move to grab another cookie, and Mike was like, "Hey, get off." Brad laughed, threw up his hands in surrender, and he says, "Okay, so what's up, Happy Pants?" "Well, if you must know," Mike said, "it's a beautiful day." Brad is going, "Okay, check." "I have only one more Monday left this school year." Another check. "I have no more Phi Ed classes this school year." Now, Brad hadn't known that, and that would have been a big check for him as well. And then Mike continued and said, "And at Phi Ed today, we had a great day. And my team got absolutely cream in kickball." Brad looked up at that, kind of amazed at how his son was just beaming. "I have never seen you or anyone else on the planet ever seem to be so happy to have gotten beat in a gym class game of kickball. What happened?" Brad asked. "We had a double Phi Ed this morning. It's the week for tests in the other classes, and then next week, Mr. Chrisman, the Phi Ed teacher, is going to be doing field days for the elementary school. And so we had a double period, and Mr. Chrisman said we could play kickball. We hadn't done that all year, and it's been a long time, and it sounded fun. Then Mr. Chrisman chose me and Gail to be captains so we could pick the teams, and I said, 'Ladies first.' And so Gail chose Randy right away." "Dad, I think you know Randy. He's the tallest kid in the seventh grade with great hair, perfect teeth, and he's good at anything athletic. Him and Joe, Finn, and Eli, they're the sport guys in my grade." So when Gail immediately went to getting all of the winners for her team, I got a whole other idea. I picked Logan. Logan is the MH kid who comes to our Phi Ed class. Hardly anyone ever talks to him, let alone knows his name. He's mostly ignored and forgotten. And you should have seen him light up when I named him first. He ran over to me and he gave me this really awkward high five that was more elbows than hands. And that's when I started to get really happy today. Gail went on picking all of the athletes and all of her friends. Next, I chose Shelly. Dad, she's always chosen last. I mean, even more than Logan is. She wears really thick glasses. Her clothes aren't always new or whatever the latest fashion the rest of the girls are wearing. She reads a lot, and I like talking to her. So I chose her and asked her to pitch. And so when she came up, we kind of redid the whole awkward elbows high five thing just to have fun. Dad, you know that I am very typically and safely in the middle of any of those team choices in gym class. But I know who gets chosen after me. And so that's who I was choosing to begin with. Well, I chose Bernie too because he is my best friend after all. We were all doing the awkward elbows, and when we started to play, we just let anyone play wherever they wanted to play. I wasn't in this one to win. This was for fun for everybody. Shelly really can pitch, by the way. She does something with the ball that gave Finn fits. Now, he's really good at soccer, and he walks with a kind of a swagger that both impresses me and irritates me. I wish I could be a bit more confident like that sometimes, but Shelly struck Finn out three times in kickball. There were lots of elbows and smiles. Dad, they creamed us. We scored maybe 8 or 10 runs. They had more than 30. It wasn't even close, but we had fun. When anyone made a good play, it was all awkward elbows and smiles all around. I don't think I've ever had more fun in a Phi Ed class in my life. And I know that there was never a time that I was on a winning team that will mean more to me than this time did. Oh, and then at lunch afterwards, Logan was smiling and telling the people in his class all about it, and then smiled and waved at me when he saw me go by. Shelly came and she said thanks in her usual quiet way, but you could see the big smile on her face too. Gail and her team were really good about it, actually, when they saw what was really going on. It was a great way to end Phi Ed this year, I'll tell you that. Mike then took a big drink of milk and popped another whole cookie into his mouth. Brad looked at him with a smile and he said, I'm proud of you, son. Now, I know that that's not why you did it, but that's what makes me even prouder. Sounds like you did have a really great day. Way to go. It also sounds like you helped some other people have a really good day also, and that is what's truly great. Back in my day, it was Keith and Greg and Todd and Robbie. They were the ones who kept their coordination all through puberty. They could dribble balls and not just down their shirt. Everyone wanted to either choose them or be chosen by them. It didn't happen to me a lot, but when it did, I kind of felt lighter than air. I never had the guts to do what you did today, Mike. Like everyone else, I just kept to those same prejudices, those same standards, those same rules almost any time I was a captain. I wish I could have done what you did. Too often, the world has a standard that we all seem to think that we have to use for things like choosing teams and all of that. It's all about winning or who's cute or popular or some other such thing. And most of the time, all of us fall right into that same set of standards, that same criteria, even if we don't really fit into it completely ourselves. Random choice gives us the opportunity to choose a team, and we choose just like everybody else. But you didn't. Jesus didn't either. That's when Mike rolled his eyes as he was finishing his milk. And Brad smiled and said, I know. It's a professional habit. Jesus didn't use the same standards that the world around him wanted him to use. Jesus didn't choose Pharisees or rabbis to follow him. He chose fishermen, who were really only useful to most people when they wanted to go buy fish. Otherwise, they were a little rough and smelly. Jesus also chose tax collectors, who were definitely right off and out of any standards that people had for choosing. When Jesus chose Matthew, the tax collector, the Pharisees actually came and complained about his choice. You know, I just realized something, Mike. Every time I read about or think about those Pharisees in the New Testament, they look like Keith and Greg and Todd and Robbie. Those junior paragons of perfection have haunted me all these years. But Jesus was showing the Pharisees that God doesn't use the same standards that they use or the world uses, and that God loves all people, and especially those whom the world seems to toss away. Jesus even tells them that he's looking for the ones who are ill or sick, or the world thinks are ill and sick because they're the ones who need the attention. The healthy ones don't need it as much. You see, Mike, we can all be lost and left out, and it is amazing to hear that not only does God look for us, God chooses us. Even all the people on the other team eventually got into the swing of things, by the way you were telling me the story. I mean, that's the best part, because God's love can inspire kindness and hope for all people. And the story of Jesus choosing Matthew and eating with the tax collectors and sinners, a synagogue official comes begging Jesus to touch his daughter who has just died. While going to help with that, Jesus is touched by a bleeding woman as well. These are all of the things that would drive the Pharisees crazy. Sinners, corpses, blood, children, girls, all of them were no-nos. And Jesus never missed a beat. Kindness moved him. Care for others moved him. God's love moved him. And I think that all of those moved you as well today. And Mike was about to argue that point when Brad continued, I know that that wasn't what you were thinking about at the time, but that is what I hope for all of us and for anyone who comes and listens to me at St. Mary's. I want us to lead with kindness, to lead with the care and love for one another that we see in Jesus. You helped people find some joy today from a place they were least expecting it, double fied. You helped people who were lost today. Now, tomorrow, many may go right on back to ignoring them and tossing them out, but I don't think that's going to happen for you. I hope it takes a little longer. Unfortunately, it can all come back or something like it, because the devil, the world, and our sinful selves are too insidious to keep it away forever. But that's what we need Jesus for. So, to help you celebrate your happy day, what would you like for dinner? When they talked about that for a while. And the happy day continued. Jesus chooses the Father, the followers that the world around him least expects. Jesus chooses outcast ones and left out ones and the least likely characters because they need the attention and love. Now, it's true that we all need God's attention and love, and it does come to us all. But we need to remember that that includes people that we don't even like very much. Jesus goes to the aid of the leader of the synagogue to go help his daughter, who may have been dead. And while going, he speaks to and heals a bleeding woman, another person who had been rejected by the world around her. That's the power of God choosing to reach out to those lost and bereft. And that's the world that Jesus invites us into. That's the love that Jesus invites us to share. As children of God and as followers of Jesus, we are called to love our neighbors. Some of them we know and we like and we get along with. Some people are just in need of a smile, and we may be their only hope today. But they may also be nothing like us. They may frighten us. We may not even recognize them at first. And yet we are still called to love our neighbors. Kindness and care, patience, peace, and generosity can all flow through us. And the kingdom of God is made more and more evident through us and through the things that we do inspired by Jesus' love. Today, we are reminded of the joy that comes to the world around us when we look beyond the exclusive standards that the world wants us to use, and we instead remember the all-encompassing love of God that flows to us and through us. Today, we are encouraged to discover a way to share all the smiles and awkward elbows that we can. Amen.